your war. I feel your struggle. I know you wonder if your hopes run out, but you don't need much. No, it doesn't take a lot. Yeah, all you need is a touch. I can work with what you got. From a spark to a fire, from a wave to a hurricane, let my love take you higher. Start a life in morning rain. Just a word, that's all it takes.
And the truth that has set me free. I've been delivered. And told his disciples that the greater work that they would do. Thank you.
question of a who is what. Cause I got your back and I got your answers. Don't leave me knocking with the door slammed shut. Cause you don't need much. No, it doesn't take a lot. Yeah, all you need is a touch. I can work with what you got. From a spark to a fire, from a wave to a hurricane, let my love take you higher. Start to act the morning rain. Just the word, that's all it takes.
Sick and they shall recover. Father God, this morning, allow your word to penetrate the soul and bring restoration, creativity, and understanding this morning in the name of Jesus. You see, brothers and sisters, in both the Old and the New Testament, we have many examples of how God's people were able to accomplish mighty, mighty deeds for God simply by putting their faith into action. And especially once they experience spiritual substance of faith. You know, the Bible shows us that many miracles were brought about by just humble men and women who acted upon God's word with one thing. They didn't have but one thing. They simply had believing faith. So I want you to post up here Joshua chapter 6. 2 through 5. And then I'm going to hit on something from 16 and 20. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given into thy hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. And you shall compass the city, all ye men of war, round about the city once. This shalt thou do 6 days, and 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns, and the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up, every man straight before him. I'm going to drop down to 16 now. And it came to pass at the 7th time when the priests blew with the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, shout, for the Lord hath given you the city. So the people shouted when the priests blew with the trumpets. And it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. Now, go back to verse 2. God told Joshua that he had given the city of Jericho into his hand. This didn't mean, however, that Joshua and the children of Israel could sit back and relax while the city automatically became theirs. Nope, they had to do something. And you know what's amazing? God gave them, as I'm always talking about, explicit instructions how to go about possessing the land that he had already given them, but they had to believe that word and act upon it. And their acting upon the word was their faith in action. God told them they were to march around the walls of that city once a day for 6 days. On the 7th day, they were to march around the city 7 times. Then when the musical instruments sounded, they were to shout. Make note here. They shouted while the walls were still up. Anybody can shout when the walls are down. You see, that doesn't take any faith. In another Bible instance, they talk about, and you know I like to talk about that man they brought in the bed, and They were bringing him to Jesus to be healed. But when they got there, they couldn't find a way to get the man in because of the multitude of people that were there. Now, mind you, the Bible says they went upon the housetop and they let this man down through the tiling, through the roof, with his couch in the midst of all the people and before Jesus. Now, what's interesting here is in verse 20, it says, and when Jesus saw their faith, he said, man, thy sins are forgiven thee. I say unto thee, arise and take up thy couch and go into your own house. And immediately he rose up and he took up his own bed that he had laid on, that they had led him through the roof down, laying on that bed, on that couch. It says, and he went to his own house glorifying God. But note the fact that these men brought their friend to Jesus, and the man was bedfast. The crowd was so large that these men couldn't even get to Jesus. But rather than give up, they purposed in their heart to find some way to get their friend to Jesus. Can you imagine? You know people was looking at him. You know people were looking at them with a man laying on a cot, climbing up on a roof. And then once they got there, they had to tear the roof apart. They had to deconstruct somebody's roof. They had to make an opening. And it had to be big enough that the whole bed could go through it. Let me ask you a question. Whose faith? Whose faith was it that brought this miracle? Was it the man on the cot? Or was it the friends who brought him to the Lord? But note what the Bible says right here when Jesus looked up. It didn't say he saw right, Mary. Jesus said when he saw their faith. Jesus looked at all of their faith because the word there is plural. It was the faith of all of them. It would have been real easy for the man's friends, after looking at that big crowd surrounding Jesus, it would have been real easy for them to just say, we can't do it. Let's go back home. It would have been real easy for them to say, well, at least we tried. We did the best we could. But brothers and sisters, they were surrounded by that spiritual substance of faith. They didn't give up that easy. They couldn't, because they were being led by Almighty God. Because they were being led by God, they found a way to get their sick friend to Jesus. Now, look here. The sick man demonstrated great faith, too. How many invalids? How many paralyzed people do you know would allow themselves to be carried up on a rooftop. Furthermore, when Jesus told that man to rise up and walk, he was still sick. He was still paralyzed. He was still laying there, just as helpless as ever. He could have said, when Jesus said, rise up and walk, he could have said, Jesus, didn't you see these men carry me in here? Didn't you see they let me down laying on this bed through the roof? Jesus, you're going to have to heal me first, and then I'll get up. Brothers and sisters, it wasn't like that. When Jesus told him to rise, he began to move. And when he did, healing and deliverance was the result. If the man on the cot had refused to act on the word of Jesus, he would not have received healing and deliverance. But because he acted, he received. If you believe, you will act. If you believe God's word, you will act as if his word is true. Did you hear me? If you believe God's word, you will act as if God's word is true. The Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:1. Faith is giving both natural action, which brings forth spiritual substance, thing hoped for. Now faith is the spiritual substance, natural substance of things hoped for, the physical evidence of things not seen. Miracles of healing have come about as people have acted on their faith. Miracles of healing come about. People start putting their faith in action, stepping out, moving out on God's promises. Miracles of healing come about as people, hallelujah, make up in their own mind, I'm going to receive from God. You see, the formula, if there is such a thing, of putting your faith in action applies to receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit, just as it does to receiving everything from God. You got to put your faith in action when it comes to receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You see, in order to receive this awesome endowment of God's power, God's own Holy Spirit, we have to step out in faith, and we have to lay claim to the promises of the Father. Gift of the Holy Spirit has already been given in Acts chapter 19. It says, and it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, look what he said. He said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? And they said, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, unto what then were you baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. Then Paul said, John barely baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying, unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him. That is, that they should believe on Jesus Christ. The Bible says, when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now the Bible says, when Paul had laid his hands upon them, I say the Bible says, when Paul had laid his hands upon them, hold your hand up and look at it and say a hand just like this. Say it. I can't hear you. When Paul had laid his hand just like your hand upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them. And they spake with tongues and prophesied. As we look at the book of Acts, the day after Pentecost, the disciples always ask believers this question. Have you received the Holy Ghost? They did not say, get this morning. They did not say, has God given you the Holy Ghost? No, that's wrong. God is not going to give you the Holy Ghost. As far as God is concerned, he's already given it to you. It is up to you to receive. Receiving is what you do. Have you received the Holy Ghost? Receiving is something you have to do yourself. Let me tell you something. Spiritual things are just as real as material things. God offers us the gift of his own Holy Spirit. You don't have to beg for it. You don't have to cry for it. God says, here is the gift of my own Holy Spirit. And if you are born again, you can receive it right now. You don't have to wait. If you've been born again, you're ready now to receive God's own Holy Spirit. You see, the Bible says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. We have God's promise in his word, and the spiritual substance of faith causes us to act and to move based upon the word of God. The Bible says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Acts chapter 10, verse 44 and 46. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Listen. I want you to do something. I want you to ask God to baptize you in his Holy Ghost. And then receive it. Just receive it. It'll come upon you. You might be in the shower. You might be in your car. You might be on your bicycle. That Holy Ghost will come upon you, and God's own Spirit will fill you. Now, I got to tell you this. When the Holy Ghost comes and gives you that utterance, you got to have faith to act upon it. You got to let the Holy Ghost have your tongue. You got to let what's raising up from the inside of you come out of you. All you got to do is think about how much you love God and yield. You see, real faith in God is action. Real faith in God is acting upon the word of God that you heard. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith cometh. Faith comes. Faith comes. So then faith cometh. Faith comes. So then faith cometh. Faith comes. So then faith cometh. How does faith come, Erica? By hearing. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing. And hearing. And hearing. And hearing. Faith comes. Faith comes. Faith comes. And it comes. And it comes. And it keeps on coming. By hearing. And hearing comes. Hearing comes. Hearing comes. Hearing comes. By the word of God. The spiritual substance of faith cometh by hearing and doing what pleases God. It is at this point, hallelujah, the Bible comes alive. For he that cometh to God must believe that God is, and that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hallelujah. The Bible says, in Matthew 16, 27, for the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and he shall reward every man according to his works. Faith without works is dead, being alone. Colossians 3:24, knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Jesus Christ. cast not away your confidence. Your confidence in Jesus has a great recompense of reward. And the Bible says in Revelation chapter 22, verse 12, Jesus says, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. Faith cometh and cometh and cometh. And faith cometh by hearing and by hearing and by hearing the word of God. God said, I will reward you. That reward, brothers and sisters, that reward comes in his favor through his salvation, through his deliverance, through his healing, through his restoration. Hallelujah. It comes by him living in you and guiding you and directing you and showing you every good and perfect way. Brothers and sisters, receive that baptism of God's own Holy Spirit. He's already in you. Now, he just wants to come upon you. Praise God. You've been through all this deliverance to get more of him. Now all you gotta do is receive it in the name of Jesus. It's healing for your soul. Be healed this morning in your soul.
Jesus, God's Son, came to earth as a man, healing the sick, opening the eyes of the blind, casting out demons and raising the dead, restoring the crowd who fell to the body and mind. The work he did, he said, were not his own. He took his orders from his Father on the throne. He healed them all and sent others two by two, and told his disciples of the greater work that they would do. Peter and John saw a man lame from birth. He sat at the gate, begging for silver and gold. But Peter said to him, rise up and walk. In Jesus' name, he rose and did as he was told. They didn't go crawling before.
Come on in, have a good morning. Don't you give up your
God healing them. Why? Because God's got power in you.
Thank you.
Why you get delivered. Hallelujah. So that God can have a clean, sanctified, holy temple to work through. And trust me, where you've been delivered to up to now, you've been delivered. There may be more, but you've been delivered.
In my desperate place, where I least expect, you found me there. Oh, you broke my fall, and you heard my call from the deepest depth. You found me there. I've seen amazing grace, and I'll never be the same. Now my burden's gone, traded for a song, beating in my heart. You put it there, every broken part, you redeemed it all, raised me back to life. You took me there. I've seen amazing grace, and I'll never be the same.
You are not wanted. brand new cloud. Everything's gonna blow down the aisle right now.
I'm as happy as a little child.
I've got it.
I've got it.